Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, a.k.a. Mega Man. This is episode 299 of Conspiracy Talks, What's on My Mind. Before I start this episode, there is a huge disclaimer. I just want to let you guys and ladies know, because I will be talking about some very, very sensitive matters. Let's get to it. A lot of people want to know, like, hey, what happened to that episode 299? Because I had a pre-draft. So let's go back. On Tuesday, I finished up an episode. It was almost about 3 hours long. It was the longest episode I have ever done. And it was by far the best episode I ever done since, you know, doing podcasts for almost 6 years. And usually, if you're a podcaster, you guys and ladies should understand this. When you publish an episode, because my publisher is Spotify, because Spotify bought out Anchor. And at that time, I had Anchor. When it got bought out by Spotify, Spotify took over. And I thought in a way like, okay, cool. You know, I'm going to speak my mind. It's going to be same thing like, you know, like Twitter or Patreon or like, you know, where I always promote hard on Rumble. And when I published the episode, it was probably in the afternoon around like, I think 4:30, because I picked up my son, Alex, from school. So I was waiting and waiting for it to be published, because usually it might take maybe the most 4 hour tops. It just really depends. I have been checking to see if my episode was published on Tuesday. Nothing. Wednesday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Friday, nothing. You know, and all the way until Sunday, until I got an email on Thursday from Spotify saying that your episode 299 was taken down from all major platforms. And this was the first time ever an episode was taken down. No, actually, I'll take that back. I think episode one, the beginning of episode one, was taken down for some kind of reason. I don't know why. So this is the second time. And I was just kind of like backtracking to see like, hey, hold up. Maybe if it didn't, if, you know, it's like, that's kind of weird. Like, why would like Spotify, you know, email me and let me know that my episode was taken down? And I think I know why. And I don't know if you guys look at my page, but lately I've been doing a detox, just cleaning my body. I had an appointment on Tuesday. I'm not going to mention this person because he has his business and I'm looking out for his safety. But I was just looking at some research just to kind of heal my body, do some little detox here. So I was, I mentioned this person's name, and this person's name is, you can be blacklisted. They will take your account down. They would freeze your account. I mean, it's some real shit. And I did a full hour on episode 299, the pre-draft, mentioning Dr. Sabi. And now I have to be very careful of mentioning his name if I do podcasts, or if I, you know, post videos about him on Instagram. And this is one of the reasons why my page, for the fourth or fifth time, it's been shadow banned again for another 90 days. I mean, they really have a hard-on for Dr. Sabi. And I get people that leave me death threats, even on my DMs requests, or even telling me, you keep on posting Dr. Sabi videos. He's a fraud. He's this, he's that. I'm going to delete your page and we're going to find you. And that's how serious it was. And also, I was worried if I, you know, mentioned Dr. Sabi, I was worried like last time, are they going to freeze my accounts? Because we're living in a day where our free speech is no more. You're having all these laws, but at the same time, we are so focused on Instagram that we don't even know that these laws are changing. I mean, look what's going on in Canada. Canada's crazy right now with censorship. And this is what I found out. For Canadian people that want to listen to our podcast in the United States, it has to be approved by the government. If any Canadian citizens that want to check the Long Beach Social Experiment page or this page and all, we can't. This is the thing. When you sign up for an Instagram and you put your information, your state and all, United States or this state or this country and all, it's already going to let you know. So any people from Canada cannot watch, cannot hear any news or any podcast if it's coming from the United States, because they're trying to crack down on free speech. And this is one of the reasons why they're changing the algorithms. They're using AI. I'm going to get to that later in a bit. They're going hard on podcasts. They're going hard. And a lot of people are asking me, like, hey, how come King Mexico hasn't put any videos out on Rumble? I mean, it's been a minute and all, but I'll be frank. You know, he has a family. You know, he's worried. I mean, people are worried to be around me. They're scared because I speak very freely and no one's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to push out the truth no matter what. But with them, you know, if they have families or any friends of mine, I just tell them, just chill out. Just don't be around me. You know, there's even people that says, oh, look at Mega Man, dead man walking. It's really sad, you know, getting a lot of death threats, because I just feel like it's my duty to push out the truth, push out the message, let people know what's going on, because we don't have that much time, because, you know, who knows if they take the internet and the Wi-Fi down. And, you know, how would you feel not having internet, not having Wi-Fi? I mean, people go ballistic. I'm cool with it with not having Wi-Fi. I don't give a care. But I need to push out the message of all this shady stuff, all this dirty stuff, the corruption, the conspiracies, what's going on in the whole world. People need to know. And I'm losing a lot of followers, but I don't care about that, because, you know, I'm going to gain more followers. But the thing is, I want you guys and ladies to do your research. I want you guys and ladies to repost, check what's going on. Look at Mega Man's posting. Like, what's up with this? I just want everyone to do their own research, because I want you guys and ladies to wake up before it's too late. Everyone's asleep, but little by little, I see the people, they had it. Enough's enough. We're at, what, $35 trillion in debt. And everything's going high. This whole fake climate change, gas prices going up, people getting laid off, people don't want to work, food's going up, this is going up. Where is my taxpayers, you know, going to? Is it going to give money to Israel to start, you know, to still and do the dirty work of what they're doing to the Palestinians? Like, that's not cool. Like, people always say, which side are you on, Mega Man? Are you supporting the Palestinians or are you supporting Israel? And I always tell people this, I'm neutral, because I don't believe in all that PSYOP stuff. I want to be like, I'm almost like, in a way, a referee. You know, I want to hear both sides. I want to see this. I want to see that. I want to gather all the information, and I'll have my last say and my last words. And this is how I feel. This is how I see things as. But people don't want that. They always tell me, pick a side. Pick a side. Pick a side. And also, you have to be careful with these AI stuff. I mean, I just heard some situations, what's going on with Bozo with this whole AI video. Shout outs to the homie Brown. He sent me a video, and me and Flo, where we're doing a live, and the AI was trying to mimic how my voice talks like. So there could be an AI out there that's going to mimic Mega Man's voice. And it's scary. it's fucking scary. You can get ripped off. You can get scammed. You can get killed. They're going to find who you are. I mean, it's scary out there. Like, an AI speaking for you. It's like, I never said those words. You got to be careful out there. That's why I don't pick up any telemarketers' phone calls. You know, when it comes to messages, like DMs or voicemails, I got to stop doing that because who knows? It's crazy out there. And at the same time, you know, my page just got shadow banned again for the fourth or fifth time. And I just got my Spotify account lifted maybe like what? Like 40 minutes ago. And I can't, you know, really speak my mind like I used to, because I remember you guys and ladies, you know, you always go on the DMs and tell me, man, you're binging all these episodes. Now, I only put an episode or two out a month because people are scared to come on my show. I mean, really scared. I had some major people coming on. They were like, I don't want no business with you. I mean, like I said, like, whoa. I mean, you hear all this drama on YouTube with all these other platforms. I have it deeper. Like, I have to watch my back. I have to check my car. There was times I had Apple trackers. I had surveillance. I had people knocking at my door, monitoring what am I doing for the whole day. I haven't done a podcast because I can't speak freely because they're watching me. They're listening to me. There was an episode with me and King Mexico, and we heard, you know, people doing surveillance. They're watching the episodes with me and King Mexico. And that's why I think in a way he hasn't put any episodes, you know, to watch, only on Spotify, but not on Rumble, because, you know, he's been getting a lot of shit. I've been getting a lot of shit. And, you know, there was a time, I'll be very frank, and I think King Mexico, if you hear this, I'm going to speak very freely. There was a time I wanted to part ways from King Mexico. Like, we're the homies, we're cool, you know, we do it all, but I don't want to be held responsible if something happens to one of my friends or one of my podcast listeners or one of my family members. And, you know, there was a time I was going to tell King Mexico, I think we're done doing the podcast together. I think we're done, because we don't know what we're going to talk about, and we just want to have a good time and speak freely, but we can't. Look what's going on in the world. We have to talk about it. I mean, what do you want me to do? Just shut the fuck up and turn the other cheek like nothing happened? Of course we're going to talk about it. And that's where I was sitting down with Cindy, and I was going to tell, you know, King Mexico. I was going to tell him, like, I think that we're done doing podcasts, because, you know, that's my homie, and I don't want nothing to happen to him. And, you know, it sucks. It sucks. And that's one of the reasons the stuff that I post, I've been getting flagged. And I know people are going to say, well, that's your fault. Yeah. I mean, people are entitled to their own opinions, but I feel like I have an obligation. I have a duty. And I kind of felt something where my mom told me, you know, Steven, I'm glad that you're not in the streets. I'm glad that you got your life together. I'm glad you're doing the best you can with your kids. I just feel something in you that you're going to change the world. I feel something in you that you're going to show people the light. I feel like you care about your community. And you got to have a heart. And it's not fair. And it's so messed up that a lot of you guys and ladies don't understand what's really going on. And I see the comments. And I'm gonna be very serious on this. Everyone jokes around and talks shit here, whatever. And say what you want to say. To me, it shows me how much you guys and ladies have grown as people, that you don't want to have an open mind because you're so comfortable of learning what they taught you in school. Well, hello, motherfuckers. They're not going to teach you shit at school because it was owned by the Rockefellers. They don't want us to have a mind. They want us to be workers. That's it. when we speak freely and we have an open mind, they will say, cast him out, you know, shame him, cancel him. You know, if you have to kill him and kill him because he's waking up people. And that's one of the reasons why the stuff that I talk about, you know, I'm going to talk about. You know, people always talk about Antarctica. People talk about Dr. Sebi. People talk about what's going on Mars. And people talk about the Crown Council of the 13. You know, the pyramids. The person who controls the whole world, which is the Great Pope. A lot of things. But people need to know. I want you guys to know. Because I feel sometimes I don't know when is my last day. I just want just to push out the message and leave a legacy, not in a bad way, but in a good way. He was one of the real ones because he cared about all of us. And I do. I don't see no race. I don't see no color because we're all as one. And I just want you guys and ladies to know all the information, because in 5 or 10 years, who knows, the government's going to take down all this information that we can't look up, because little by little, our country is turning into a Marxist country, communist. And this is one of the reasons why what they're doing, corruptions. I mean, look what's going on in the deep state, human trafficking, what happened in California with Gavin Newsom, you know, betraying us and, you know, be on the knees for, you know, for the Chinese president. FedEx was there. Apple was there. BlackRock was there. Vanguard. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, the elite. I'm telling you, it's just, we all have to wake up. But a lot of people are just scared to save this country. So it means, in a way, it's like this. We're going to be on our phones looking at stuff because, you know, we care about our ego and this, not knowing you have foreign invaders are going to take over this country, like China, Mexico, Russia. I'll give you an example. In the Roman Empire, in 365 days a year, there was games. The reason why is there were games because they did not want to have the people who lived in the Roman Empire like panicking, because all the foreign invaders were invading and taking all the properties, raping the women, killing. I mean, it was like, hey, Roman Empire is done. Like, it is no more. Enough's enough. We're not going to be occupied. We're not going to be slaves. And so the people didn't know, but it was already too late. That's what's going on with social media. And I want to give flowers. I want to give a huge shout out to someone, because this person opened my eyes on a lot of things. Julian Assad, Snowden, Dr. Sebi, Rogan, Andrew Tate, Patrick Ben David, you know, Alex Jones, check out that episode he just did with Tucker Carlson. We're living in crazy times, everyone. We're actually living in crazy times, and I'm a little worried. I'm worried because in 2024, what happens if they shut down all the Wi-Fi and there's chaos? You know, you have to pack up with arms, get bullets, get whatever you can. But, you know, I'm going to speak freely on this. This is how I see it as. I feel that they opened the borders up to cause chaos, changing the laws, the looting that you see in the malls, taking everything, getting slapped on the wrist. They want chaos around the world because what they're doing is they're leaving us a bait. Look it, we got to do something about this. But if you want to have your cities cleaned up, or if you don't want these crimes no more, we have to figure something out. Take more of our rights away. King Mexico, shout out to him, because people is going to be like, what the fuck happened to you in King Mexico? We're cool. We can still do the podcast. We're going to still do the podcast. But again, I just worry. I worry about my friends. I worry about people's safety. But he said something really, it was a very, very good point. He said that in 2001, before 9/11, we had so many rights, free, you know, for free speech. But when that 9/11 happened, the Patriot Act, we lost half of our rights. And now what they're doing is they want to take all of our rights away, you know, to clean up the cities and this, whatever, so the government can still keep on doing their dirty work to start programming and start making smart cities, killing a lot of people, changing weird laws to take over, you know, certain cities, certain states over United States to form the new world order. And you have to remember this, when you look up the Georgia Guidestones, it says, you know, we need to have a population of 500 million. We're overpopulated, almost at what, 9, maybe 10 billion people. And now when I look at movies, it's more like it makes sense how Thanos said, you know, the Avengers, I just saved you guys. Like, I killed half the people to save humanity. And it makes sense. Because if you overpopulate the whole planet, you know, there's no more resources, no more food, there's famine, the water. So now I understand there's certain governments like Bill Gates are going hard on this vaccinations, you know, trying to do whatever they can to decrease the population in India. They're really more focused on Africa, United States. I mean, look what's going on in China, and people are getting sick over here in the United States with their respiratory, their lungs are, it's messed up. There's something going around, but at the same time, look at the mosquitoes. They have West Nile viruses. Pretty much, you know, they have COVID, like, you know, or any type of certain diseases. And when you hear stories of people dying from malaria and all in LA, it's scary. I mean, when I see mosquitoes, there's times I had to go to the doctor because I got bit by a mosquito and I don't know what that mosquito has. I heard stories of people sleeping at night, get bit by a mosquito. All of a sudden, they never wake up. They die. Or they get their arm amputated. Oh, hey, my arm feels really numb. If your arm or anything, I heard, like, if it's you get bit by a mosquito, your body goes numb, you better go straight to the doctor. It's a depopulation, even in when you go get food. It's all to kill you. And that's one of the reasons why I've been trying to do any type of research about Dr. Sabi, about this, to let you guys give, you know, let you guys ladies know, here, this is the info, get better. But Instagram shuts my page down because no, we don't want people to be healed. We want people to come into the hospital or to the ER, the doctor, and we give you medicine. Because if people are getting healed, Big Pharma's not going to take, you know, their pockets are going to get like empty and be like, yo, no one's going over here. Like, how are we going to make our money? It's crazy. And I want to say something also. I see a lot of people who gamble a lot. And it's like, oh, I'm going to go get a lottery ticket. Don't fucking do it. The lottery is rigged. It's a CIA psyops. They have their own people win it 80% of the time. That's why when you see a couple, like a white couple, it's something where it's like, mm-mm. They can win it. But what they do is now for people to have it, you know, because what they do, okay, this is the thing. The lottery money, when people like, hey, the lottery's up for like $400 million or $1 billion and all, they're using that money just like, hey, want to make some side money? Because we need this money to go to war for military industrial complex, but we still have to keep it inside the CIA. So that's why they're using interracial couples, because you can't, you know, you can't follow the money. But if it's a white couple, yeah, then it's a white couple or a black couple, Asian couple, or a Latino couple. They can know where the money's going. But if it's an interracial couple, they don't know where that money's going. So if I were you guys, don't do the lottery. It's a ripoff, because you're helping the government and you're still funding that money for the military industrial complex, if you could, that money could be funding Israel, what's going on with the Palestinians, or what's going on in Ukraine, and or maybe there's some shady deals, you know, with the United States and China. I mean, yeesh. And someone told me this. Hey, Mega Man, what's going on in Mars? There's a lot of weird things, you know, people are talking about, you know, there's some civilizations out there, okay? There's water. And I want to let you guys and ladies know this. Mars used to be Earth, because there's been stories and they've been finding fragments, because you can look this up in the periodic table. It's called xenon. Xenon are fragments of a nuclear war. For any disasters of nuclear wars, they pick up fragments and they test it. It's like, oh, this is from this, this is from that. Well, those particles was from xenon, and it's in the periodic table. And there was a great nuclear war where a lot of the Gigis that lived inside Mars, then you had the humans or the giants and Nephilims were living outside of Mars, but at the time it was called Earth, because there was chaos, there were civil wars and all, and they messed that whole planet up by nuking everything. So any of the surviving people, they fled Mars and looked for another civilizations that we are now in, called Earth. But who knows if this is called Earth, who knows what it's almost like this. What was the original name instead of Earth that we live in now? Because I see it more as we live in the known lands, but we don't even know how big is Earth and what was the actual real name instead of Earth, because people are saying that Earth was Mars. And that's where the fragments of xenon, that they found the fragments, because, you know, again, there was a great nuclear war that happened. So that's a trip. And also, people were talking about this whole, you know, people getting killed. People are disappearing, you know, of finding Nephilim giants. You hear stories in Canada, but there is this actual story that happened in Oregon. I guess this guy was driving and he stopped and he saw a giant, and I guess it was like a humongous like a big rock, but it looked in the middle of the rock, it had like you could see who's coming in or not. It's almost like when we live in our house, we have a peephole and we like who is it? It's kind of like that, but the door closed and saw the giant. And whoever sees like Nephilim or giants, you know, the CIA or the government is covering it up. So I guess he's been doing some videos, and I posted, I guess there is some climbers are very curious about it. It's like, I want to see it for myself. So there was a climber who had a rope and wanted to see in that little, that hole, that peephole. And what he saw was like human like skulls that have been like decomposed. And a lot of people don't know this, that giants, Nephilim giants are cannibals. So I was looking up something and I was like, you know, let me go check this guy's page out. And I shout outs to NightGod333. And he was talking about, and this is the thing about North America and over the world, that we have so many pyramids in North America that, like, we have more than China. We have more than Egypt and all. But the area where that person saw that giant and he closed that big cave door, who knows of what type of undergrounds that we have over the United States. When you think about the missing 411, you think about the government, you think about Hollow Earth. Why are these people coming in and out? I mean, if you think about it, close to maybe 2 to 4 million people disappear in the United States every year. They could be from sacrifices, human trafficking, experiments, they're getting eaten up, who knows? I mean, you're seeing shapeshifters, skinwalkers. I mean, you're seeing some weird ass things. But what Night God 333, he did some research about, you know, that person who saw that cave. And he looked at the graph on Google Map, and it looks like it's a pyramid. It's a pyramid. And but it's all covered in grass, and it's hidden in the forest. And you're looking at how the angle is. So a lot of these giants, these Nephilim giants, they live in a lot of these underground, like, pyramid caves. And it's a trip. I mean, you hear stories of what happened in Afghanistan and Kandahar. You know, the United States has some military people that had to send a special ops over there to kill a Nephilim giant from in Kandahar, which is killing people left and right and eating them. And this is the story what I heard, that the United States had a very, very long fight with the giants. They were saying there was thousands of different types of Nephilim giants over in these certain caves. And they said they had to pull out. They couldn't do anything about it. All these Nephilim giants, and you hear stories from the Anunnakis where, you know, they're underground. And you hear stories of, in Russia, where they were occupying, helping the dictator for Syria in the Middle East. Hey, we got to do something about these freedom fighters, you know, killing my people. So I guess the dictator from Syria asked Putin, hey, can you bring some of your special ops, your Spetsnaz, and see what you can do to go underground and do what you can to kill a lot of these Syrian freedom fighters. It's like, I got you. So I guess in a way they saw the freedom fighters, but there were so many caves, but they went on this special cave where the cave door was huge. And when they opened it up, all the Anunnakis were there strategizing. And because of what they opened, all the Anunnakis came with their advanced technologies and whatever weapons that they had, and they killed a lot of those Spetsnaz forces. And there was only maybe one or two survivors left who survived that chaos underground from the battles of the Spetsnaz versus the Anunnakis. Well, those soldiers who survived that war from the Anunnakis underground in the country of Syria, when they went back to Russia, they told the story, and those two Spetsnaz Russian soldiers disappeared. Never heard from them again. So when I think of that, the giant which that person saw in Oregon, it just makes me think and wonder, like, what if? Because you hear stories all over, you know, in South America. I mean, look at, I haven't even got started talking about Antarctica, but there's a lot of crazy things going on in Antarctica. That's why I haven't put out part 2, part 3, and part 4, because giants are everywhere. And little fun fact about the Nephilim giants. When you go to a grocery store and you say, oh, Himalayan salt, pink salt. Little fun fact that you guys and ladies don't know about. That Himalayan pink salt, which is really healthy, that's from a petrified giant. When God had to start over with the earth, he had to kill everyone. The giants were fucking up the whole planet. So the giants, they couldn't save themselves. So when God cast down and killed everything that was evil, even the giants, the Nephilim giants, they were petrified. And that's why you see in pictures, or if you go to other countries, like, man, that looks like an animal. That looks like a giant. Well, a lot of those giants that turn into rocks and stone, and now you kind of see, when people, you know, start digging, you're digging inside of a Nephilim giant's body. And that's where you see, and that's where you find pink salt. That's from inside of a, you know, a petrified giant. Because a lot of the giants had their bodies and whatever blood they have from a fallen angel, it was to, you know, to heal people. So that's why you're seeing all these bones, and that's why Smithsonian's like, hey, don't post that. I don't know what you're talking about. Any giants that they found, the government just takes it away. They don't want us to know. And even in the mountains, I'd be like, man, that looks kind of like a tree trunk, like how it looks, you know, how it is. And it doesn't look like it's stone. It looks like it's wood. There's a lot of trees that used to be like 100,000 years old. How big? Who knows? But when you go to redwoods, you go to Northern California and California, the trees are really, really tall. But there are some that were, you know, enormous. And it's crazy when you think about that. When I think of pink salt, like, man, that's from a petrified giant. And someone told me this. It's like, hey, Mega Man, what's going on in, at the Arctic Circle? There's something going on where the government does not want no one to go. It's highly, highly protected. And it's a mountain. People think like the Himalayas is the tallest mountain in the world. No. It's called Rupius Negus. Or you could say it's called the Black Rock. Rupius Negus. Again, you could call it the Black Rock. It's right on top of the Arctic Circle. That's where inner Earth starts in if you want to go down to Hollow Earth. And also, when you look at your compass, everything goes to north. You know, because of the gravity, everything changes how our world spins and how it is. It's all because of that black rock on top that controls the gravity in our Earth. All because of that. And at the same time, that is where the foundation of the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, started, right there on top. And that's where one of the reasons the government does not want us to go over there. So there was a story of four climbers or four people, like, we're going to go to the Arctic Circle, and it's heavily protected by the United Nations. And there's a lot of civilizations over there, and you have the fallen angels that live on there as well. So these four people traveled to the Arctic Circle. When they got to the top, they said, don't cross this line. This is how much you're going to see. That's it. I guess they traveled another 50 miles and saw they weren't supposed to see. They posted it on Instagram. It was taken out probably in 9 or 8 seconds. And those four people, they were killed. They weren't supposed to see what was there. And that's why they saw the black rock. They saw inner Earth. They saw the fallen angels. Everything's all right there. And it's heavily protected by the elites. So, I mean, you hear stories of people going to inner Earth. But, I mean, I'm telling you, we're living in crazy times. And also, no one talks about what's going on in Canada. In the Yukon Territory, it's an Indian reservation. There has been sightings of short-faced bear. I want to say that again. Look it up. Short-faced bear. There has been sightings of dinosaurs, prehistoric creatures, short-faced bears. I mean, you're seeing all these animals being extinct, but I see it more as being cloned, being hybrid. I mean, they're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth, like in a couple more years. They're trying to bring the megalodon back. They're trying to figure out a way to bring certain animals to fix the like what's going on Earth, like, you know, with the echo, like the life. They're just trying to balance everything how it was, you know, with the climate change. I mean, people think like, oh, that's not true. But on certain areas, it could be true. But you got to remember this. If you see a lot of disasters when it comes to earthquake, when it comes to weather, that's all going on in Antarctica. they have advanced technologies that can cause like destructions, you know, with the weather, with earthquake, with laser beams, like what you just saw. I mean, like months ago, what happened in Maui. I mean, let's be frank. I just looked up something and I was like, what? Because you hear stories of people crossing the ice wall. And we always think of Admiral Byrne's Operation High Jump. But there's a person that you guys and ladies should look up. It's called George Herbert Wilkins. He went past beyond the ice wall. And he traveled 5,000 miles past the ice wall. And there is more lands. There is more advanced civilizations. But they don't want us to know about it. The elite don't give a fuck about us. We are expendable. They only want to focus on them. And the elites don't live here in our known lands, which you guys and ladies call Earth. They live out there. You got to think about the J.P. Morgans. You got to think about Rockefeller. You got to think about the Rothschilds. Even the Rothschilds, oof, that name is something else. And when you think of the great Pope who controls the whole Earth, the Rothschilds, they control everything. Rothschilds control 80% of Israel. They control Antarctica. They control this. The Rothschilds network is, I think their net worth is $334 trillion. That's why you don't see them on the Fortune 500. You don't see them at the richest person. They're not like that. They're more on the low. But they do businesses and they cause a lot of wars. When you see wars that happen all over the world, it's the Rothschilds. And it's a trip. It's a trip. And I heard stories of private jets of the Rothschilds and the elites going beyond the ice wall and, you know, going to advanced civilizations, you know, going to the Ancestor Republic, Iron Republic. I mean, who knows of what type of civilizations are past the ice wall? Because when you think of the ice wall, I mean, there's videos of it you can see. But every time I post it, it gets taken down. You got the Tiger Gate. You got the Leviathan Gate. You got the Serpent Gate. You got the Centennial Gate. You got the William and the Burlington Strait. You got the Summer of Gates, where I think maybe 2 weeks or maybe a month top when... Every time in the summer, when the sun hits certain ice walls, it breaks off and it melts and it forms gaps where you can come in and out. If you don't like this known land and there's an ice wall that's open, you can start over and you can go to another civilization and start over. But the thing is, honestly, like, do we have boats? Do we have navigations to get out of the... are known lands to go past the ice wall and start over? No. The government doesn't want no one to leave because they need us, because we are slaves to the 200 families. When you are born, when you have your social security number, you are a slave to one of those families. And if you have the money, like if you really, really have the money, say, hey, I want to start over, I want to do that, you have to get permission for you or anyone else to leave these known lands to start over and go over there to advanced civilizations. And the reason why they made these ice walls was not to protect us, is protect them for coming inside of us in our known lands, because there are people that don't like us. There are aliens or a certain type of species or whatever, sea creatures and all, that they want to conquer Earth. When you hear the stories of the Tierra Infinita, there's 180 domes and all. When you think of the Anunnakis, you think of the Land of Custodians. There's something that the universe wants that we have as humans in our Earth. And they can't get that to get to the next level. So that's why it's a spiritual warfare. They need something to get into heaven, but they can't. So that's why, in a way, the universe envy us humans who live inside Earth, because who knows of what we have that those types of species or those types of aliens want from us. And someone told me this, and I was like, does it make you trip? Like, when you talk about things like this, people think like you're weird. And I told this person, I'm not going to mention his name. He's like, you know, I'm used to it. You know, because I rather not be one-dimensional and being a pawn. I want to be outside of a pawn. And I want to read books. I want to research. I like to fact check. And I think in a way, a lot of you guys and ladies don't know the reason how I am is because everything changed last year when my son had a stroke. Then he had COVID. Then he had catatonia. And I was researching to find a cure for my son. And this is one of the reasons why I went down all these rabbit holes. One thing led to another, led to another, led to another to be where I'm at now. Hey, now I know how to heal our body. You know, the glucose, the mucus, that's what kills us. You know, and that's where Dr. Sebi comes in. We need to take care of our body. You know, everything's all there. But we just have to do it. But people like, oh, I heard about this. I heard about that. But are you going to take advantage of it and get your mind and your gut and your soul right? That's one of the reasons why I get shadow banned. That's one of the reasons why they don't want me to push out the truth. And I just love learning. But that's one of the reasons why I wanted to research, you know, what's going on in our world because of my son. And that's one of the reasons why also I haven't done that much podcast because, you know, my son, I don't want to say that he's better. It's a progress. But every time I look at my son, when he was young, he was happy. He was energetic, he was talking. And I kind of feel like now, like with these vaccinations, these processed foods, the stress in the world, you know, broken homes, single parent, you know, it's hard. And it's almost like in a way, when you play the game of life or a Monopoly, you know, we're all focused on work, 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 but I need to be more focused on my son because that's my thing I have to do as a father is be there for my son and take care of him because a father's love is a father's love. But at the same time, I can gather all this information and talk about it, which I'm doing as I speak on this episode. But I want you guys and ladies to do your homework, but just be careful. Because things are going to get worse. I have a hard time now eating because I'm scared what to put in my mouth. Because I don't know if I'm going to die or not. Even with water, there's chemicals in there. The CIA and the government put for anything to have a depopulation. You know, they did tests on frogs with the waters that they had. And the frogs came out gay. So that's what they're doing. They're focusing on the inner city. They're focusing on the middle class. They don't focus on the rich. They focus on areas to cause havoc, to cause destruction, to cause trouble, anything. It's crazy. And that's one of the reasons why it's hard for me to eat because I don't know what these types of corporations or the elite put into our food. I heard stories of Roundup. I mean, I heard a person ate, I can't say this corporation, but a person died of AIDS by eating cereal. Look that up if you can find it. A lot of people now are leaving the United States because it's all stress. And a lot of people want to move to third world countries or move where they want to heal our body, get away from drama, get away from stress, get away from processed food, get away from being on medication because it's going to mess you up. Anything to us be like vegetables to press us down for us to wake up to let the 20 families know, like, hey, you can't control us. And that's why you're seeing riots. You're seeing chaos over the world because the people are rising up and they're trying to press us down with all these laws as they can. I'm telling you, we're living in crazy times, everyone. We are living in crazy times. All right, so I'm just gonna just lay it all out there. I don't want to talk about Antarctica, but I'm just gonna lay it out there. I get bombarded with Antarctica like questions. Look it. When you think of like people saying to me like, yo, how can we have, you know, two moons or two suns? When you do research about the Beyond the Ice Wall map, you know, I counted about six moons and seven suns. And it's a trip because sometimes you look at it like, what? There's two suns, but that other sun is for another ice wall. I'm telling you, it's a trip thinking to myself, like, why do I see two suns? Why do I see two moons? It just makes me think and wonder, what is something that we do not know? Like, do we live in a firmament? Do we live in a dome? And all these people are sending videos of like, hey, check this out. Check this out. And I remember there's a term. You can look this up, everyone. When sun turns into night, there's somewhere in the world, you only can see it once. And the definition and the word that is called is a terminator. A terminator is a word where you have your sun and your darkness coming together as once. And they showed a video of sailors in the ocean where it was all sunny. Then all of a sudden, it turns to dark. It's a trip. And you can look it up on the Lobby Social Experiment page. But the term is called Terminator. And once you do some research, there's some videos that explains, because I have never seen that before. And that's where I think of like the six moons, the seven suns. A lot of these moons, I feel that there are civilizations. When you look at the moon, you don't see the moon turn. But there's civilizations inside that moon, or where the moon were half of its light and the other side of the moon is all dark. There's other civilizations that you see of ships going in and out inside the moon. And someone told me like, hey, Mega Man, what's going on with the sun? The sun has a hole. And to me, the sun is like a star. And once that star is diminished, it's done. And let's say, for example, that sun of ours has a hole and there's no more sun. That's it with all of us. We all die. It's going to be cold. No food. No plants that are going to grow. We need sun. Sun heals a lot of things, but it can also kill us. But if that sun is dissolved, because I see the sun as a star, we're done. And you're just hearing all these crazy stories where, and we're going to keep it Antarctica topic still, that in 2016, there was going to be an evacuation from our planet. Because in 2016, there was a space war with like maybe, I think it was like 30 black ships, and there was a battle in Antarctica and no one talks about. But they notified all the elite to go to Antarctica just in case to evacuate and leave Earth, because Earth was going to be, it was going to be nuked by some of these black ships. That's all I know. You can hear it. I posted it. If you go to the Lobby Social Experiment page and there's highlights and there's bubbles, click on the one that says Antarctica. That's where any information about Antarctica, you can go there. And a lot of the elites were going to evacuate Earth because I heard it was a pretty devastating space war, but everything else was all cool. I'm going to still do some more research about it. Then you hear the stories of John Kerry and all these elites, because you have to remember the Germany didn't lose the war in World War II because they were so dug in Antarctica that they found all this technology. And a lot of people say, oh, United States was the first country to land on the moon. Bullshit. That wasn't. It was Germany. Germany was the first country to land on the moon. But also, Germany was the first country to discover Mars, because they had the technologies that they found in Antarctica. And what they did, they built a UFO spacecraft. It was called the Hannibal. And it broke through the firmament and it went to the moon. And they have their civilizations in the moon and their civilizations in Mars. And when I was like thinking about it, I was like, what? Germany was the only country in the world to have all this advanced technology. And they're dug in. When you think of Operation High Jump, we think of like all these pyramids and underground. There's actually a civilization underground Antarctica called New Swabia. Or you call it New Swabians. And it's a certain underground city in a certain area around Antarctica that has a city that has a population of 11.1 million people. And rumor has it that the Fourth Reich controls this whole Earth, which is the known lands. What do you think, in a way, you have United Nations? What do you think, in a way, that go to Antarctica? You have the elites that go to Antarctica. Everything is run by the Germans, by the Fourth Reich. They're the head motherfuckers. We call the shots. They have the advanced technologies for everything. And the weird thing about it is, again, go to my highlight on my page, Lobby Social Experiment podcast page. Go to Antarctica, the highlight. They have their own coin, their own German coin. And on the coin, it's a UFO on it. Like, yo, they have their own currency there. And the reason why I'm telling you guys this, have you ever noticed that our Wi-Fi is down, certain security breaches are down, and you're getting hacked, like the situation what happened in Las Vegas, and you know, they hacked in and it took forever to check out or this or get your money and all? Well, Google Maps security was down because Rothschilds and certain elites, they let the certain platforms know, like, can you have this area blacked out? I don't want no one to know about this. Well, there is a certain area, which I just said, New Swabia. And when Google Maps, because there's people out there who are very, very curious. And when they look at certain things, they keep on scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And they found something. And there was a civilization under Antarctica. And it looks kind of weird. But again, you have to watch it on one of my videos. It's a humongous city. But when you look on top, it's all in a cave. And I was like, what? I was tripped out. of, you know, seeing that video of more advanced civilizations under Antarctica. So I kind of feel like this. Antarctica, yes, it's a very, very special place, but I feel like they use decoys on top of, you know, Antarctica. Hey, we're doing, watch the climate change. We're doing tests on ice, the penguins, we're sightseeing and all, but they're actually doing the real dirty work, the top secret stuff undergrounds. That's a trip. And some people ask me about, like, hey, what's up with you always trying to pin that picture? I think it's fake. Of a picture that of advanced civilizations past the ice wall. I don't know if I told you guys a story, but I'll say it one last time because I don't like speaking on this. I had over 46 to 47 videos and pictures. And I'm going to say this. Believe me or not, it doesn't make a difference to me. But I saw pictures, and they were actually legit pictures and videos of proof that there is more land. You know, yes, we live in a flat earth. Yes, the Garden of Eden is in the Arctic Circle on top. Yes, there's more civilizations. You hear the stories of Shiki lands. I mean, you hear the civilizations of Asgard. You hear the stories of Thoth. You hear the stories of, you know, the moving lands. You hear the stories of civilizations of the Iron Republic or the Ancestor Republic, where a lot of our people, because me being him, Mexican, we would hear stories. And I know there's going to be people like, oh, I want proof, but I did my research. And I found out, you know, when the Spaniards came, you know, a lot of the people were leaving the known lands because the Incas, the Mexicas, the Mayans, the Aztecs, you know, they believe in their God. Their God was the sun, and their sun led them out to save them from persecution, from sacrifices, from diseases, and they wanted to start over. So a lot of our people are living among us in a civilization past the ice wall called the Iron and the Ancestor Republic. Just imagine that, everyone. Our own blood. What would happen if we had cousins that we don't even know about and they live over there past the ice wall? And just for all of us, if we ever have that chance, even though, if anything, before I die, I would love to one day travel past the ice wall and the Ancestor Republic and sit down with the people. This is one of the reasons why we left. This is what happened. And I even hear there's, you know, when people talk about people living 600 to 1,000 years old. And this is where I'm going to switch gears. I want to hear stories about Billy Carson. You know, for the humans, you know, you hear stories of humans living for 100,000 years, thousands of years, 10,000 years and all. But now they put a limit on humans to live to only max of 125 to 130 years old. Now look what's going on in reality of now. People are dying. And from the chemicals of the pollution, the sun, the processed food, the water, people are dying younger. So now you're seeing people maybe living till 70. So it used to be 100, 90, 80, 70, 60. And now you have people only living till maybe 50 or 45. It's crazy. And when I heard these stories, if you look up Billy Carson, he talks about, you know, the Atlanteans, but also there's people that were like, hey, we can't live where the sun's, you know, beating on us and we're getting cancer and the diseases and all. We got to get out. We got to go in the shade. So that's why a lot of the people, they went to Hollow Earth and they live more longer, but they have advanced civilizations inside of Hollow Earth, but also they have scouts, Like, you know, when you hear people like, oh my gosh, I saw a UFO, I saw this, I saw that. They're scouting of what's going on in the outside of our planet, which is where we're living at now. Like, hey, I'm living over here. They're scouting to see what's going on. What's up with these nuclear warheads? And no, we don't want this, we don't want that, because there's people that care about the planet and they don't want to see our planet go into a destruction of what happened in Mars. That's why you hear the stories of Admiral Burns passing the ice wall, met aliens from advanced civilization, and that those aliens told Admiral Burns, you got to tell your people to stop wars. We don't want that. The planet needs to be healed. The planet needs to live on. When you're causing destructions, you're going to kill all of us because you guys can't resolve your differences. And this is what's going on now. You always hear rumors of aliens doing some malfunctionings of, like, you know, at nuclear test sites. It's crazy. It's really crazy. But yeah, man, it's just, when you think about Hollow Earth and you think about all that stuff, it just makes, it's tripped out. But the trippy thing I notice is that of Billy Carson. Billy Carson, a lot of people, they love this guy. I heard about him. He did an episode on Concrete's podcast. It was on YouTube. It was almost like 3 hours long, almost 3 hours long. And I've been following this person, and he's very, very gifted. And he, the Sumerians, the Anunnakis, the Atlanteans, and this is a trip, everyone. He talks about the God of Wars, of how the destruction happened with the city of Atlantis. It's in the Bible. Look it up, everyone. Read the whole chapter of Deuteronomy. Again, read the whole chapter of Deuteronomy in the Bible. And it talks about the Atlanteans. It talks about the destructions and everything. Because you got to remember, where is the city of Atlantis? And this is what he said. The city of Atlantis is in all of us. Because you have to remember, oh yeah, the three rings and in the Western Sahara Desert of West Africa, or it's in the Atlantic, the Atlantic Ocean and all. That was only just a capital, but the continent of Atlantean is Earth. We are Atlanteans. Remember that, everyone. If people think about, where's the city of Atlantis? It's inside Earth. We are the whole continent of Atlantis. We are the ones are keeping this earth going, because those Atlanteans in those times, any of the people who survived the destructions of the chaos that happened, of, like, you know, there was nuclear wars with the Atlanteans and Anunnakis. Disasters in the pyramids, disasters with, like, it's under the water. It is something where the people who survived all that chaos, the surviving Atlanteans, spread out with their knowledge from all the continents. And they told us, this is what you do. This is how you teach this. So all of us, we are the Atlanteans. Earth is the city of Atlantis. Again, we are the Atlanteans, and Earth is the city of Atlantis. Remember that, everyone. And you can look up Billy Carson, and I have it on my page, and you have to understand. And I know it's far-fetched. You might think I'm weird, but you gotta have an open mind. If you guys and ladies do not have an open mind, how are you gonna learn all this stuff? And by the time you're getting older, you're going to be like, was he right or was he not? I'm just giving you my input. I'm just giving you information for you to do your own research. And there was someone told me about this. I have one of my homies. He's a Hawaiian. And he told me, like, hey, is it true? Like, you know, what happened to the continent of Mu? You know, there's about 4 or 5 continents in this whole earth that are under the water from destructions. You know, you got Zealandia right there by New Zealand. Lemuria, over there by India. There's a continent that was connected to Africa and to India. And the only civilization that survived from that continent that sunk in the Indian Ocean of Lemuria is the continent of Madagascar. That is the remaining continent of Lemuria. Continent of Atlantean, you know, people talk about the city, you know, the continent of Atlantis, continent of Atlantis in the Atlantic Ocean. That's just a little piece of the city of Atlantis, because the city of Atlantis, the Atlanteans had a lot of capability. They had a lot of advanced weapons. They even had nuclear warheads. Oppenheimer was not the first person who created a nuclear warhead. It was the Anunnakis that gave the technology and the information to the Atlanteans. And the Atlanteans used their first nuke and the Anunnakis, because if you could not resolve your differences, the last option was to nuke those types of continents. And when the Anunnakis were, and there were so many civil wars, there were so many like divisions and tribes, but the high priests of the Anunnakis, but also the Atlanteans, they could not resolve the differences from the advanced civilizations of the continent of Mu, which is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. When you have the continent of Mu, all the remaining continent from that civilization, advanced civilization, Eastern Island, Hawaii, Tahiti, Samoa, all these cities all around, when the Atlanteans could not reach a deal, they couldn't resolve their differences, they nuked the continent of Mu over in the Pacific Ocean, and close to 40 to 50 million people died. And that was it. And you can look this up on my Lami Social Experiment. And that's one thing. It's all about researching. But again, the Atlanteans were good people. But those Atlanteans, they don't fuck around. Because all those continents that sunk, those continents were advanced civilizations millions of years ago, 50,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago. And now we're seeing the artifacts, the research. And I'm just fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by history. I remember when I was in elementary and junior high school, I didn't want to learn. But now I feel I have an obligation again to research and let people know whatever information that I find, I can do my best to explain it so you guys and ladies and podcasters can do your own research. But it's a trip that, you know, we are the Atlanteans. Earth is like the whole continent of so-called city of Atlantis. I don't know. I trip out about things like that. I mean, I really do. But we're almost at the end, and I want to tell you a little story. And I believe in little folklores and everything, but I think I talked about this on Friday. There was a ghost story, and at the Avalon Cultural Arts in the city of Wilmington, California, on Avalon Street. And folklores, I'm Mexican, I have a lot of family that live in Mexico, and they always talk about duendes. Like, duendes, are they like real or not? I mean, it's crazy when you hear stories of duendes, you know. I mean, you hear like they can kill you, you can be in a portal, you'll be in another trance. You heard stories of this person was, he met some duendes in a forest playing his music. They gave him some gold, not knowing he was just there for a couple hours, just playing music, having a good time. By the time he was done, he goes back. It was like 25 years later, and he went to his house, and his wife was already old, and she moved on. And he's like, what the fuck happened to you? And it's like, I came back. I was just gone, play some music for a couple hours. Like, it's been 25 years. And I was like, what? He said, yeah. So sometimes with those little duendes, they do tricks on your mind. And I remember it must have been, I want to say 8 or 9 years old. My mom and dad, when they were together, we were living in Wilmington, California. And my mom and I, we would go visit our family on my mom's side in Modesto, California. And rest in peace to my grandma. I will never forget this. And I'm not making this up. This is real talk. I didn't want to stay at my grandma and my grandpa's house. It was weird. And excuse me. And in the guest room, you know, they had some dolls. And I remember I didn't want to stay in there. And I saw like a little person. I thought it was a doll. And it looked and it went under the bed. And I tripped out. It looked like a gnome. It looked evil. It didn't look happy. It looked evil. And when me being a curious person, me trying to be brave, when I looked under the bed in my grandma's guest room, I saw these two red eyes and I saw that face, and I would never forget that face ever again. And that's when I feel like, oh shit, there's a duende. And that was the only time that I saw in my entire life. Then you hear stories in Mexico. Then I hear this story that there's a colony of duendes in San Bernardino in Lake Arrowhead, everyone. Lake Arrowhead. Look that up. So, I don't know. There's this weird things living among us in this earth that we don't even know about. You know, hybrid sea creatures. I mean, you're Sasquatch, the short-faced bears, skinwalkers. I mean, sea creatures in the ocean. I mean, giants. I mean, they're all coming out. So, the government's trying to do the best they can to hide it, but they're all coming out. But I was going to say this also. That's a trip, everyone. So do your homework on that. But do I believe in duendes? Yes, I believe in duendes. Really, really. Like, it's legit real. I want to speak light on this subject. If you see the stuff that's going on in Israel and the Palestinians and all, you got to remember, and I think I talked about it earlier on this episode, that the Rothschilds own 80% of Israel. Everything started because of Israel, you know, from the Rothschilds. A little fun fact, everyone. Hitler, who killed so many Jewish people and in World War II, and you can look this up as well, is that Adolf Hitler is the grandchild of the Rothschilds family. And Hitler died in the 80s. I think it was in 83 or 84 in Brazil. So to me, I'm seeing it like this. At that time, in those 40s and the 30s, we were overpopulated. So you have to remember this. Every time there's a world war, oh great, depopulation. We got to kill much people as we can to live on. If not, we're not going to make it. What happened in World War I? What happened in World War II? And what's really going to happen in World War III? But the Rothschilds are always there when there's wars. And Adolf Hitler is a grandchild of that family. And they gave him a safe passage out from where he was at in Germany, fleeing to Argentina, then to Antarctica, then going back to Argentina, and all those people who killed all the people around the world, going to Chile, Uruguay, Paraguay, Russia, the United States. But, you know, Hitler, he died in Brazil. in a small village. Believe me not, but that's just something. It was like, you know, it's a trip. But the reason why there's chaos right now in Israel and the Palestinians is that they're trying to kill all the they're trying to get rid and kill all the Palestinian people and take their land, because right through Gaza Strip, they want to build a Suez canal to have military boats coming in and out. So Israel wants to just kick them all out. You can't come back. Egypt doesn't want to accept Palestinians to come in. It sucks. It really sucks. And I feel bad. And to me, what they're doing is really fucked up. And I'm just going to say this. Free Palestine. You know, that's their country. And because of that, you're going to hear rumors of wars. And all the Arab nations are going to rise up and stand up. You know, you got Turkey, Cyprus, Syria, Iraq, Russia, China, Iran. It's some serious stuff. And it's all about oil. It's all about minerals. It's all about money. And it sucks that we're going to see, like, I mean, even though there was a ceasefire, that's not going to stop Israel from doing what they have to do to reach their goals to build that canal right through the Gaza Strip and get rid of all the Palestinians. That's crazy. And I think, who knows what's going to happen in the presidential elections. I mean, if Trump's going to take office, is he going to make it to be a president? Are we going to pull out? What's going to happen to the deep state, the corruption? Because there's a lot of crazy things what's happening inside our country, because there's a lot of cracks. And the people are not stupid. I mean, look what's going on with the Democrats. They're eating, they're killing each other. They're exposing each other. They're like, who promises this? They're like switching gears to be a Republican. It's all crazy. I'm like, I have my popcorn. I'm thinking like, man, our fate of our country is in the brink of next year in the elections. And we have to pull out. You know, that's one thing that it's going to be hard to part ways with Israel. They did a lot of shady stuff. And I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but you know what you guys did. Did some lot of shady stuff. You were involved in 9/11. You know you guys were in on it as well. You know, you killed the Kennedy brothers to steal the nuclear secrets and start that military-industrial complex because you needed money and you needed nuclear warheads because the Arab nations were going to invade. When you hear the stories of the 60s and 70s of the Six-Day War, and now they control everything and we can't do nothing about it. And I don't even know if this episode is going to be out or not, but hey, at least I said what I said. But, you know, we have to part ways from Israel. You know, when people program us, oh, Israel's our friend. Nah, there's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of shady stuff. And it's like, the people are waking up. The people are fucking waking up. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's what they're trying to figure out, a way to censor social medias. You can't say this. You can't say that. You're going to get shadow banned. 90 days. Anti-Semitic. All that crap. That's their leverage. But now you're seeing people put Palestinian flags, Free Palestine. And that's why you're seeing divisions of what's going on at Harvard. You know, it's colleges or even like small businesses, like, hey, you can't be in our store. Like, and they're saying that to people who are Israelis. And I have a lot of friends who are Israelis, but also Palestinians. And I have a lot of friends everywhere, and it sucks. You know, they get mad when I talk about things, but hey man, I'm just pushing out facts. This is what's going on. But they don't want to believe it. So that's why, in a way, I just kind of stay away from it. I just be more neutral. But, you know, it's just something where it's like, hey, this is what the country did. This is what's going on. This is what this country did. This is what's going on. I learned something a week ago. We're almost at the end. When a person says, oh, you're a tyrant. Oh, you're a dictator. Like Gaddafi from Libya was a dictator. The reason why we see social media or we see the news, oh, this person's a dictator, like what happens in North Korea, what happens in Libya, what happens with this country, or the dictator of Zimbabwe, and this person's a dictator. The reason why they tell the people in social media or even the news, hey, he's a dictator, the reason why they say that for is because they do not want to be in debt to the United States or to the United Nations. Because Libya, Gaddafi, he didn't want to have money to have a loan because he was going to build his own currency in Africa. We don't need the U.S. dollar no more. And so that's why they portray people, oh, if you don't want our money, you don't want our business or what's going on, like, of hey, we're going to give you this, but hey, we're going to program your country to do things. We're going to have diplomacy. We're going to make your country. We're going to build all this stuff like what's going on in China and Africa. Like China is going to all these African countries. We'll give you this. We'll give you this. But hey, if you don't pay up this loan or these payments, then we're going to take your country. That's why a lot of these dictators, they don't want no money, no donations, no help from any of them, because you will be in debt to them now. Now they control your country, and that's where slowly they put their puppets in. And that's what happens with the CIA. They put their puppets, like what happened in Iran. They had their puppets, and all of a sudden, the Ayatollah, was it the, that happened in the 80s where it took over now. It was like a Muslim state now. It wasn't, the people, they, the United States put their puppets in Iran. Enough was enough. And a lot of countries don't like foreign businesses or foreign affairs or foreign policies when it comes to the United States. So that's why, in a way, they portray certain countries that this president is a dictator. He's not a dictator. He just doesn't want to do business with you because he just does. Countries or people just don't want to be in debt into the United States or other countries. So they want to be independent. Like, that's just how it is. It's a trip, man. But how they did Saddam Hussein and how they did, you know, Gaddafi, man, it's like, it's a new world order. The government, if you don't be cool with certain people, you know you're going to get fucked over down the road. And that's why a lot of the countries have, you know, when you go to Africa, oh, this country is from France, Germany, French, you know, when you think of Congo or certain areas in Africa was owned by Belgium, you know, Leonard, I think it was King Leonard, I think, but he killed a lot of Africans, you know, and to have businesses to create tires and other stuff that the Belgians need. I think it was called King Leonard. Look it up, everyone, but there's some tyrants like that, that when you have other foreign nations occupy your country and they take your resources and they put the people to be slaves to work for them. And if you don't work for them, they fucking kill you. They'll just feed you to the alligators. That's just how it is. And, you know, that's about it for now. But I hope you like this episode. I try not to go all over the place, but I just want you guys and ladies just to wake up, do your research. I don't want you to be all freaked out. I just, for some kind of reason, I see things different in life. And I just want to see us live on. I want to see us have peace in our hearts. I want to see the world have peace, and there's no chaos. There's no destruction. There's no corruption. There's no stress. Remember, everyone, glucose and mucus are the two diseases that AIDS, cancer, autism, sickle cell, everything comes from. You have to take care of your body. Do your research, everyone. I care about my health. I want to live more longer. And this is one of the reasons why my recent episode pre-draft of 299 was deleted, because I was posting Dr. Sabi videos because I want to have my health in order so I can live more longer to see my kids grow up. I love my kids and I don't want to die at the age of 50 or 45. And that's one of the reasons why I've been cleaning my body, cleaning the gut, looking at videos, researching what Dr. Sabi or this person has. And it all comes from processed food. Processed food, everyone. Mucus, glucose. And for anyone, low-income people or anyone, and you have a newborn, be careful giving your newborn baby food. There's lead, there's processed stuff, and that's where autism comes from. They do experiments. When a person says, hey, I'm going to give you free stuff from WIC, I'm going to give you all this Enfamil, people, ladies, mothers, fathers, don't take it. They're doing experiments on us to sterilize us. And the vaccinations where they say, hey, if you don't take this vaccination, you can't go to school. They're doing tests on us. And if you don't do that, you go to jail. That's how they get away with murder. So again, be careful out there with the government, what they're doing. But also, be careful with all those free stuff you get from WIC or Enfamil or any powder that, you know, if you don't have no money to, you know, feed your son or daughter, you're giving them chemicals, not knowing. Who knows? I don't want to put this on anyone, but I've been seeing a lot of cases when it comes to blacks and Latinos, Latinas, and Asians. It's a decrease of population, and they're trying to do whatever they can when it comes to food or processed milk or Enfamil. They're trying to sterilize us, and you see a lot of kids with autism. You have to be careful, people. I'm telling you, be careful, but at the same time, do your homework, everyone. Please do your homework and be safe out there. All right. Thank you for hearing this really important episode. Please follow me at the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast. Shout outs to everyone. Shout outs to my kids. I love you so much. I'm not going to mention their names for safety reasons, but I love you. And everyone, I want you to be free. I want you to relax your mind. Don't worry about the world. And I just want you to live life, because we are living in the last days. And so if we're living the last days, don't have that stress on you. Live life. Spend time with your family much as you can, because who knows, this could be our last. All right? I'm out. Late.